Masechet Kelim, Perek Bet, Mishnah Dalet. Here we'll talk about the status of an earthenware utensil. We'll start by talking about a lantern. A lantern was a type of utensil that was enclosed where an oil lamp was placed inside. The point of the earthenware component of it is to protect it from the wind, from blowing out the flame. Even though it would make sense to use glass lanterns like we do nowadays, like a bulb, in those days they would use earthenware and they would poke holes in it in order to allow the light to come out. So here we'll talk about what happens if it has a bet kibul and if it doesn't have a bet kibul. Panas sheyesh bo bet kibul shemin tameh v'she'en bo tahor, an earthenware lantern, a lantern that has a container for holding oil in it, can become tameh. So it's a earthenware type of lamp that has a rim, and you could simply pour oil in it and put a wick, and it's lit. So built in is the place, is like the bowl for you to put the oil. But if it's a lantern that does not have a container, then it stays tahor, it cannot become tameh, even though it has a place for holding a lamp. It's flat, it doesn't have a bet kibul, and it doesn't have the ability to hold on to oil, so therefore it stays pure. We'll talk about a potter's wheel next, which is an item that's used to mold clay into a utensil. There were two round stones connected to a post and a larger stone on the bottom of the post, and the smaller one was on top. Sort of like how we imagine nowadays, something spinning in order to create clay. The person would put his foot on the bottom to spin the wheel, and he would mold the clay that was placed on the upper stone with his hands. Megufat hayotzrin shehu poteyach ba tehora, a potter's wheel that he begins with, that he's using when he's forming a utensil, is tahor because it's flat and doesn't have a container. Veshehu gomed ba teme'ah, the wheel that he finishes the utensil with is tameh, because the wheel, there's two types. The second type of potter's wheel does have a rim that has walls around its side to hold on to the soft clay while he's finishing up the job. We'll talk about a funnel next. A funnel is shaped like a container, but it can't hold a liquid because it has a hole on the bottom. It's used to pour wine or oil from one container into the next when you're consolidating or when you're trying to just transfer. So it helps make sure that no spillage happens. But we'll say that some types of funnels are considered a container even though they're not made to hold things permanently. Mashpech shel ba'alei batim tahor, a funnel of ordinary people who live in their homes, is tahor because it's open on both ends and it cannot hold anything. Veshel rochlin tameh mipenei shehu shel midah, but the funnel of a salesman, of a peddler, is tameh because it's used for measuring the liquid being sold. This type of funnel held on to a certain amount, and in order to measure the amount being sold, he would plug the hole on the bottom and he would fill the entire funnel in order to just measure how much was there, and then he would have that volume and he would charge the customer accordingly. When he was done, he would remove his finger and the liquid would flow into the customer's container. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera. Rabbi Akiva omer, mipenei shehu matehu al sido umeriach bo lalokeach, says Rabbi Akiva, even if we have a salesman's funnel that wasn't used for measuring, it still could become impure. Mipenei shehu matehu al sido, because the peddler or the salesman will sometimes tilt it on its side, umeriach bo lalokeach, and he would give it to the buyer to smell the liquid before he purchases it. So the walls of the funnel bulge out so that when it's tilted, the side part could collect liquid and it's accessible to the buyer. So the funnel is used in this way. It is considered to be a container and could become tameh, even if it's not used the standard way that Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera mentioned. Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera would disagree with his deen. In his opinion, a funnel that's used by a salesman is considered to be a container only if it's used upright normally. If it's used in this way where he's putting it on its side in order to have liquid go there so that someone could smell it, that's not the normal way. And therefore, according to the Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, that type of earthenware vessel will always remain pure.